And we continue our reading and our readings from the book of God's Revelation, this being the sixth Saturday after True Easter, April 18. And coming to the mountain of lead, the man went up to the summit, a mile above the level of the sea, and he waited. The word of the Spirit of prophecy spoke again, saying, "This is the sixth message revealed to you on this mountain of metal. Let each minister ordained in a church of the consecrated sanctuary go out from the sanctuary grounds and teach of God's appearance and of his advent. Let each minister celebrate the communion of bread in peace, unity, and fellowship, according to the rites of the church, so that all people might share in God's blessings and love. Let every city, every town, and every community hear of the true church. Begin with the establishment of the 50 congregations in America. After this, establish the congregations in the 70 nations as ordained, so that America and the nations might receive the blessings of God. Let the ministers oversee them according to the divine rites of the celebration of the true Eucharist of light. Let the faithful be instructed in the ministry of righteousness. Let new chapels be dedicated and new churches consecrated as prescribed by the canon of the church. By these means, the image and the word assume meaning on earth in union with God's image and word in heaven. As the ordained gather at the sanctuary, let the faithful gather under the Sun of Righteousness, on the mounts and the hills, for the blessings of the morning star sent of the Lord at his second advent." The man then walked to the church of New Philadelphia and stood near the cross marking it. And the word came to him saying, "John wrote, 'Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of God and the name of the city of God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I say unto you, the Lord comes in light, in the sun of his righteousness, and the city appears with the whole host of heaven.'"